when you get this opportunity, how meaningful is it just to be able to get the chance to start an NFL game again?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a blessing to be able to be in this position again. And, you know, I don't take it for granted, so go make the best out of it.
Is there a part of you that has a chip on your shoulder? I mean, you've won playoff games. There have been a number of times here, 2015, where you've stepped in and won games for teams. I mean, is there a part of you that still feels like, you know, it's not, you're not getting the respect that you deserve for that?
I've never really thought of it like that. I'm just, you know, happy to be playing football again, and being able to go out there and actually play and start is something cool. And I'm going to prepare my butt off for it, and hopefully we can try to go into Jacksonville and get a win.
It looks like you got the ball out of your hands pretty quick the other day. How key will it be to do that again against this pass rush?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a point of emphasis for us. You know, we know what type of defense we're going up against and how talented they are up front and in the back end, so we have to be sharp, and yeah, definitely the ball's got to come out quick.
Has gotten a chance to see
teams. Does it mean something again for you doing it here, starting as a Texan again?
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, this place and this city is definitely going to have a special place in my heart no matter what, you know, from all the times I've been here and being drafted here and everything and all the history. So, you know, it's definitely cool.
Have you gotten a chance to talk with Tom this week and see him or anything like that? Is he in good spirits, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talked to him a bunch, and, you know, he's feeling good. You know, just going through the protocol.
When we talked to you last week at the podium, you like most of the players, haven't seen this hit and the reaction to it you have now. What are your thoughts on that now? NFL handles it.
You know, it's pretty scary stuff, obviously. You don't want anybody to go through that, especially one of your friends and your teammates that, you know, when you see stuff like that, you just think about these guys. It's so much more than football. You know, he's got a family. He's got a beautiful daughter. And, you know, it's definitely scary when you see stuff like that. And as far as how the whole thing was handled, you know, I know for a fact that nobody on the sideline, coaches, players, you know, medical staff, nobody had any idea that happened. And we didn't know it until we saw the video. So all the blame that's being passed around is, you know, it is what it is. And there was one guy that had a pretty good look at it, and it was that ref that was standing over him. And obviously that has to be addressed, because that's a scary situation for anybody. And hoping Tom gets back as quick as possible.
Basically, the players, the coaches don't see it, but the people involved, the protocol, the spotter, the ref, they do. That where you see the change needs to be made.
That's their job, you know. The spotter, the guy's supposed to be looking at it on film, and you know, the ref that was standing 2 feet away from Tom looking at him when it happened. You know, the whole team, all the coaches and the medical staff, the, you know, unaffiliated neurological consultant, we're all 50 yards away. We had no idea that it happened. But we're just hoping that Tom gets back quick, and hoping the best for him.
How much do you go?
Concerned that a player can pass the protocol on the sideline knowing now what he looked like on the field?
Yeah, you know, every concussion's different. I've had one before. You can never categorize two concussions in the same, so obviously, there's going to be holes in the system, but you can never treat any of them as the same. So you got to treat every single one different, and they're all completely different no matter what. So, you know, that's a sticky situation. And, you know, obviously, the protocol, no matter what it is, has to be improved, and it will continue to improve with all the situations that are happening.
How much do you appreciate having DeAndre, and what do you think of the work he's done this year?
Oh, he's incredible. You know, he's, like I've said a million times before, he's a security blanket. You know, he's one of the best receivers in the league, and he makes it easy on me. So, obviously, we're going to try to give him the ball as much as possible, but, you know, we're going up against a tough defense that knows that too, and they got some great guys in the secondary. So, you know, we're going to have to scheme up our best work to try to get everybody the ball.
TJ, what do you think of AJ Boye, kind of improvements he's made? You've known him for a few years now.
Yeah.
Just to see where AJ is now.
Yeah, I was around here when, you know, AJ was undrafted, and everybody knew back then he had some talent. He just kept improving and improving over the years and getting better and better, and he's continued to do that almost every single year. And to become the player he is now, it's really cool to see, you know, going from undrafted free agent to one of the best corners in the league.
You have that matchup. You have that confidence in DeAndre for these kind of games against the best corners. How exciting is it? Because it's good against good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best matchup you can get, you know, on Sunday. So it's going to be cool to watch them. They're going to be going at it. Everybody's going to be going at it on the field. You know, it's going to be a tough battle, and hopefully we can come out on top.
I don't know if they answered this or not, but when you got the call to come here and you had the situation with your child mm-hmm. and everything, and you had to make the decision if you're going to leave your family, and here you are starting in the NFL. Sunday, talk about that, about all this transpired for you.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, my wife and my other son have been here quite often, as much as they can. We're thinking about my son. He's still in the NICU in Atlanta. Probably be there, you know, for a little while longer. But he's doing great and he's growing. Obviously we had to jump at this situation when it came. And, you know, my wife and my family have been extremely supportive no matter what. And my family back home that's been helping out my wife when I'm not there has just been – it's been kind of a group effort with our whole family and friends and our whole support group back home. So it's been really cool.